is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home that were just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm looking forward to bringing today's guest into the show. Rosie J. Pova is a multi-published and award-winning children's book author, poet, writing coach, and speaker. Her picture book, Sunday Rain, was featured in the New York Times and recommended by Parents Magazine. The School of Failure, A Story About Success, is a reader's favorite silver medal winner. Her latest picture book, Sally's Musical Tale, will be released in the spring of 2025. Rosie loves doing school visits to encourage kids to read, write, create, and inspire them to follow their big dreams. In her role as a writing coach, Rosie has helped many aspiring picture book authors advance their careers and reach their publishing goals through her popular mentorship program and signature picture book mastery course. Originally from Bulgaria, Rosie now lives in Texas with her family. And with all that being said, I can keep going, but instead I'd rather bring Rosie into the show. So welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much, Dori. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm thrilled to have you, and I would love for you to take us on your journey that inspired you to start writing children's books.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I've always been a writer since a very young age. That was my favorite thing to do, write all kinds of poems, even songs, short stories. So that's what I enjoyed in school. Not so much math and, physics or chemistry, all that, but writing was what really excited me. And I was also a reader. That was another one of my escapes. It's just reading, growing up in Bulgaria, and listening to music. So always been into arts and crafts too. I would stay up late at night and just work on a craft of my own. And that was super exciting to me. Yeah, so I've been a writer, but didn't necessarily want to or knew that I would, become an author until later in life when I came to North America and became a mom with my first child and just reading books to her. And that just reignited my love for storytelling. And I really wanted to start focusing on writing my own stories for children. And once I started, it really, there was no going back. I was so passionate about it and I kept on writing. And of course, I had so much to catch up on because English is not my first language. It's not even my second language. It's my fourth language. So I really had to catch up on that first and then learn the craft of writing and publishing, the business of it and how to navigate that. I was absolutely clueless, but I was determined to try. And it took many years, but I finally did get published. And that's what I'm doing and loving it every minute of it.
What do you hope that children get from your stories, Rosie?
I really hope that they get encouraged to get outside of their comfort zone, to try new things, to be bold and go after their big dreams, to never listen to naysayers, and just believe in themselves, believe and trust that their dreams are important. So I want them to be kind and bold and go after their big dreams.
What do you enjoy most about being an author?
Well, I enjoy the process of writing, revising, just working on those stories until I make them beautiful in a way that they are touching the reader, and I have to love them first. Like, I have to sell myself on that story first. So if I don't love it, I wouldn't expect anyone else to love it. But working on that and finding the heart of the story, finding my characters, thinking about my readers and what they would get when they read that story, what I want them to feel and how I want them to resonate with the characters and see themselves or see the friends in those characters, and provide an escape. I want my books to be entertaining, but also like engaging and empowering to kids. So that's everything that I love about writing. And then there comes school visits once the book is published. You know, that's on the side of sharing the book with kids, just interacting with the readers, hearing their questions, seeing them excited and ignited, and just be in the presence of my readers and share that story with them, because that's what it is about. I don't want that story to be just for myself. I want to share it. And this is always an exciting moment when I get to go to schools and talk to kids. And a lot of the times they get inspired to be authors and illustrators and read more. So that's a great reward of all my work. And of course, there's so many other things in between, you know, working with writers on their dreams come true about publishing. So meeting new people, traveling, all the things. So I really can't imagine doing anything else.
I have to say, the School of Failure, A Story of Success, I really enjoyed that book. I got to read both Sunday Rain and The School of Failure. The title in and of itself, because people look at failing, I'm doing finger quotes in the air, as such a horrible thing. And one of my favorite quotes was Thomas Edison, when they said, you failed 10,000 times. He said, no, I learned 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. And it really is all in your perception. But even when you quote unquote fail, you're trying, you're learning. You learn that this didn't work, so now this will work, and things like that. So what gave you that inspiration? Share a little bit of that story with us.
Absolutely. That came from my own journey. All the mistakes and failures that I, you know, thought were so terrible and devastating, until I really learned to switch my perspective, like you said. Another one of my favorite quotes is, I never lose, I either win or learn, right? And until that came along and that perspective, that's when things shifted for me, because I wasn't having that victim mentality or my pity party forever and ever. It was just, oh, that's great to know. You know, this one didn't work out. This scenario didn't work out, but now I know, and I can course correct. I can change direction. I can learn more. I can expand more. I can pursue another option. And another thing that I wanted to share with, listeners is, it was just changes your life. And so I just really learned to look at failure as my friend and as rejection, which we have a lot as writers, as redirection or protection, because a lot of the times we don't want this to work out if it's really not in our favor, in our best interest. So we move on to the next opportunity. And I think Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup of the Soul, says no is next opportunity. So we're really moving on to the next thing that it's even better. It could be even better for us. And we just didn't know it at the time. But this is what I look at now, you know, making the mistakes. Of course, we're learning a lot and we're improving. We don't want to put out work that's not ready, or we're not ready for that opportunity. So I really love that question. And this is what the story is about failure being your friend, rejection as redirection and protection in many cases. And the story is based on my own journey from immigrant to author and just all the mistakes that I made.
You know, you said earlier, you either win or you learn. I actually hand wrote it. I calligraphied it and I put it up on my board. because people say it all the time, oh, you win or lose. It's like, no, you win or you learn. Life is a learning lesson. It's a journey. That's like when people say, oh, you only live once. No, you only die once. You live every day. So you have to go for it. That's why I love stuff like this. I love it, especially teaching children, teaching kids that it is okay, that that's how they learn. If you can do everything and you never fail, what fun is that? You know, I mean, yes, it's always fun to be successful, but it's the steps that get you to that success, that it's where all the magic happens.
Yes. And that's the only way to have transformation happen, because otherwise we're just staying the same. We're only winning and nothing is changing. There's no transformation. And it's, that process is important because it's the people we become in the process and how we grow and who we want to be. And that's not possible if we're just perfect all the time and nothing, there are no challenges to overcome. There's nothing to improve on. So that's, if you look at it that way, it makes life so much easier and so much more enjoyable. And you actually grateful and appreciate those little hiccups along the way.
On that note, please just think of what Rosie said. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with the multi-published and award-winning children's book author, Rosie J. Pova. I love what you just said. You know, taking that pause, that break, is so important because, again, it's like praising your child every time they come home with a scribble. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, that's such a beautiful picture. Then a kid doesn't build on that, as opposed to saying, I like the way you use the green in that. Kids know when they've worked hard and they know when they've just thrown something together. But if you don't give them the room to grow by encouraging them, not always telling them they're so wonderful, but picking out something that they did. Again, I like the way you use those colors. I like the shapes that you made. It's validating that you see what they're doing in pieces, not as a big collective whole, because again, kids know. So that's the other reason. I mean, I really like where your books take children. And that's really what you want to do as an author. So I'm going to kind of shift and ask you how you developed this picture book mastery course and what has inspired you to work with aspiring authors by coaching them and mentoring them on their journey.
Yes. So it all happened during the pandemic when everything went online, and I was approached by a company that was doing writing workshops, and they were also switching from in-person to online, but they didn't have an instructor for children's writing specifically. So they asked me to create a course and teach that course, because I guess there were many writers who wanted to write children's books, but, you know, just couldn't find the resources. And it was scary to think about it because, you know, all the technology involved at the time, I was clueless on that as well. But I knew the time was right because this had been in my heart for a long time, just to pay it forward and to teach other writers on the path to publication how to navigate that business, because it could be so frustrating and confusing at times. And you know, if we don't know how to take the next step, we would never take it. And I remember the days when I wish I had resources and someone to guide me and something like that. So I decided it's time to create a course and include everything that I wanted in a resource and share with others so that it could be helpful. They don't have to waste a lot of years like I did or make all the unnecessary mistakes. And they could learn and speed up the process. So that's what I did. That's how it started. And then, you know, later on, I added one-on-one coaching and live mentorships. It's just the whole package to where I take them from aspiring to hopefully published with traditional publishing. This is focused on traditional publishing. I just wanted to clarify that, not on self-publishing. So they would query agents and create submission packages and also think about their branding, because they are entrepreneurs once they're published. So all of that was born just and then evolved from there. So now I just work with authors, taking them on the path to publication faster than it took me. And we've had many success stories. So I'm really honored and happy to be a part of their journey as well.
Rumor has it you offer a free consultation to
I
some
do.
Of those authors. So
absolutely. Yes. I would invite anyone who would be interested in reaching out and scheduling a consultation. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Well, we will make sure that we have a link in the show liners for people to reach out to you. So what is your advice for people who dream about writing their stories for kids, but they don't take that step or they're not sure what the next step is? I know that this is all part of that call. So just give us a little teeny overview.
Yes, I would encourage them to really take the next step. And if they don't know what that is, reach out to other published professionals and ask for help. You don't have to figure it out on your own. You don't have to do it alone. And seek help, ask, and be committed to that goal and that dream. If you have this passion in your heart and you want to share a story and you want to create a legacy and have that book, don't put it off. The time is never right, but the time is now. Because this is another one of my philosophies. Like, we only regret the things that we didn't do, we didn't try. And if we tried and it didn't work out, at least we know we did try. But having those regrets, you know, looking back, I wish I did it. I wish I would have, you know, and when it's really, really too late, it's just a thing that I don't wish on anyone. So just take the next step. We are available. There are writers who are published and have been on that path. So just reach out.
You know, what if, I think, in my humble opinion, are the two worst words to ever have together in your life. That what if I did this? What if I had tried? As you said, the worst thing that happens, it doesn't work, but you don't live with what if, because it's a paralyzing thing when you stop and think about it, the what ifs in your life. Again, take the chance, because what if it works? What if this was the best thing you ever did for yourself? You will never know if you have that what if I had tried. So for you, Rosie, what's next? What's coming up? You know, you have a book, so tell us a little about that and what else is happening.
Yes, I have a new book coming out, which is another humorous, heartfelt story that I'm really excited to share with kids soon. It will be released in the spring of next year. So I'm getting ready to promote and schedule more school visits. I do have lots of school visits coming up, which again, I'm super excited because those are always fun. And so many things in the works. So many things in the works. My workshops that I host with agents and editors, again, trying to connect the KidLit community to the publishing professionals and open these opportunities for them to realize their dreams and speed up the process and learn and grow. So creating that community is just all connected together and all the things that I love and do all the time. So I'm never bored. But I invite any librarians to reach out to me if they wanted to schedule a school visit, any aspiring authors who would want to connect as well. And yeah, that's what's coming up.
As we're wrapping up, Rosie, what do you want to leave with our listeners and how may they reach out to you?
Yes. So I really want to encourage moms to also follow their big dreams and be a role model for their kids. Just lead by example, because if we are not going after it and we are reluctant to try, what example are we giving to our kids, right? We always want to encourage our kids to do their best, to dream big and play big. But what if we're not doing that and we are not modeling that? So if there's anything in your heart that you wanted to try and you've been putting it off, I encourage you to make a decision and take the next step today. Listeners can find me on rosiejpova.com. And I know that all my social media links will be posted with this show. And they're also available on my website.
We're also going to have links for Rosie's picture book mastery course and that free consultation that you can have. So here's my question, ladies. What if you take that time to reach out and schedule a call to take that next leap? You've got that book in you. So many of us have those thoughts, especially when it comes to sharing things with our kids. So what if you take the chance? Imagine what would happen. Wouldn't it be awesome? So I encourage you to take that leap of faith in yourself and reach out to Rosie. You're going to want to get those books for your kids because they're really fun books. So we're going to have links to them as well. And just, again, you win or you learn. So life is a journey. Got to trust the journey. You know, we're all works in progress. So let's just keep striving to take those failures and turn them into successes, you know? So Rosie, thank you so much for taking the time to share your journey with us here on Word of Mom Radio. I really appreciate you coming and sharing not only your books, but your commitment to empowering and inspiring kids and being there for moms that have that book in them but don't know how to get it out. So thank you for that as well.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Dori.
My pleasure too. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here. We are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong.
sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is